CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Assessment of the presidential race right now in the states where it really matters?
When you look across all the battleground states, those that could be potentially competitive or are competitive, that's 13 in total. Across those, Hillary Clinton has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump.
That's CBS News Elections Director Anthony Salvanto. Her mean is still mean. On the mid-Atlantic coast, the tide is high.
We're worried about the high tide when it comes. There's probably going to be at least four of them. So we'll see around noon today how high it is, and then you got to worry about noon. You know, midnight tonight, then noon tomorrow. So it's going to lay around out here. We're worried about flooding, you know?
What once was a hurricane, Hermine is moving north. Destination unknown, still packing plenty of punch. WCBS meteorologist Todd Glickman.
This is a very big storm, and the tropical storm force winds extend over 200 miles from the center of the storm.
Flooding still extends from the Carolinas to Florida. Hermine responsible for two deaths and a whole lot of destruction. She is a saint. Canonization today of Mother Teresa. Pope Francis making it official here through an interpreter.
And we enroll her among the saints, decreeing that she is to be venerated as such by the whole church.
Syrian state media and an opposition activist group are reporting that government forces are advancing near the northern city of Aleppo, this and in an attempt to impose a siege on the rebel-held parts of that city. President Obama says discussions with Russia are continuing over a plan to possibly share resources to fight al-Qaeda and ISIS-linked terrorists in Syria, but...
If we do not get some buy-in from the Russians on reducing the violence and easing the humanitarian crisis, then it's difficult to see how we get to the next phase.
President Obama at the G20 summit in China. Harsh words there kick off the high-level get-together.
I'm Margaret Brennan at the G20 summit with President Obama here in China. And it got off to an awkward start yesterday when National Security Advisor Susan Rice got yelled at by a Chinese official after she tried to enter the president's motorcade. This was sort of a diplomatic dust-up or just a breach of protocol, but it really is reflective of what is expected to be a series of awkward conversations here in China for President Obama.
An 11-year-old boy was abducted in central Minnesota in 1989, a mystery that has captivated that state for decades, sparking changes in sex offender laws there. Remains found in recent days are those of Jacob Wetterling, so say the officials. WCCO-TV's Jennifer Mayerly.
Jacob Wetterling's remains were found in a farm field about 25 miles from where he originally went missing nearly 27 years ago. It was a cattle pasture. This is where Danny Heinrich led authorities to that spot where they found Jacob's remains and some of his clothing.
Winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast, this is CBS News.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Get the latest information when you want it. Download the CBS Radio News app, either on iOS or Android. You also get great features, breaking news, and access to the CBS Radio News Twitter and Facebook feeds. Learn about your world while you take care of all the things you need to take care of. It's perfect for the gym, running errands, or doing chores around the house. CBS Radio News. Get it in the Apple App Store or Google Play today.
A chain collision outside a Southern California concert venue. Here are details from KNX reporter Mark Austin Thomas.
An elderly man driving through the parking lot, first to the fence, then another car, and several people who were standing or walking nearby. Commander Mike Hallinan is with the Irvine Police Department.
The vehicle then veered off, drove towards a parked and unoccupied police vehicle that was parked near the front box office, broadsiding the police vehicle. And it pushed the police car into several people that were sitting on the lawn area having a picnic.
Nine people were treated, four suffering serious injuries. An investigation is underway to find out what caused the accidents. Mark Austin Thomas, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Philadelphia last night.
It's the scariest thing out there.
Hip-hop artist Jay Electronica inviting the audience to join him on stage. About 1,000 people trying to do so. Police say they had to clear that stage, temporarily halting the show. No arrests. The Made in America Festival continues today. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.